bei Yitzhak Grossness.
Everyone is busy now in the preparations for Pesach. Still had time to come and hear about the spiritual achonos for Pesach. So I wanted to look at the Psukim in the Torah in Parshas Shmos and Va'ero, which prepare us to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a big kasha that the Meforshim, the Rishonim, are busy with right at the beginning of Parshas Va'ero. Now, Parshas Va'ero is where the Geula suddenly picks up. Yeah? In Parshas Shmos, Hashem tells Moshe to go and speak to Paro. Yeah, that's the long speech of Hashem to Moshe. Moshe answers back, I don't want, and so on. That's Parshas Shmos. At the end of Parshas Shmos, Moshe goes to Paro and tells him, and Paro says no. And then the beginning of Parshas Va'ero, we have Moshe going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right at the end of Parshas Shmos, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem, Vayoyma, Loma ha-ro'isa lo'om hazeh, Loma zeh shlachtoni, why did you send me? Umeoz bosi el paroi ledaber vishmecho, since I've come to paroi to speak in your name, Heira lo'om hazeh. Yeah, he made it worse. Vahatzeh lo yitzarto esamecho, you haven't saved your nation. So why are you telling me to go to Paro? Yeah, it's a shtark kasha, because it says the whole parsha before, and he went to Paro, and Paro said, Tichbado avoido, we won't give them teven, we won't give them straw anymore. And they were complaining, the shoitrim were hit about it. So Moshe came to Hashem and he said, Lomo ze shlachtoni, why did you send me? So what does Hashem answer? What's the answer to that question? Vayoymer Hashem and Moshe, Atosire, now you will see. That's right, the last pasuk of Parshas Shmos. Atosire, now you will see, Asher esel paroi, kibiyot chazoka yeshalchem, ubiyot chazoka yedol shem ha'artsoi, and then he carries on, vo'eiro, yeah, vaidaber Hashem and Moshe, vo'eiro el Avrom, I appeared to Avrom, Yitzchok and Yaakov, bekeil, shakai, ushmi Hashem lo yinoidati lohem. So what's the answer? What does Hashem answer? Moshe says to Hashem, why did you send me to paroi? Why do we need this whole terrible tzorah that now Klal Yisrael have? So Hashem answers him, now you will see. What have you answered the question? And then he goes weiter and he says, I appear to the Ovois in his name Shakai, yes, Shin, Dalet, and Yud. Un Shmi Hashem, lo yinoidati lohem. So I haven't appeared in the name of Hashem, which the Rishonim all explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reveal himself now in the name of Hashem, which we'll soon see what that means. Vegam, and these are famous vegams a few times. Vegam, akimoisi esbrisi, I want to keep my covenant. Lo seis lo emeseret k'noan, to give Eretz Yisrael. Vegam, ani shomati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. Also I've heard of nakas b'nei Yisrael. Lo chein emel b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem. Ve'oitzeisi, ve'itzalti, yeah, the four lashonis, ve'goalti, ve'lokachti, the four koises. This is where the geula suddenly picks up. And we take a see, now we're starting to discuss the geula. And you go through the lineage of Moshe and Aaron. And then they start doing the makas. So what is this? What is the answer to that question? Hashem told him, now you will see, and now I'm ready to take them out, and I want to keep my covenant. What did he answer? I think you mean, could be, some people say that the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish Paroi. So he had to first go to Paroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mechazek Paroi's heart. So he had to first go to Paroi and see Taka that he doesn't want to send the Yidden out. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not be mechazek. That could be. But it doesn't seem to fit in with the psukim so much. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, V'gam HaKimoisi, V'gam HaNishamati. Why is this coming in all now? If all he wants is to just know that Paroi says no. What's the answer? There seems to be a long answer over here, right in the beginning of Parshas Va'eiro. Furthermore, another aura is, why does Eretz Yisrael feature over here? Sani HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'gam HaKimoisi es Wisom Noses Noim es Eretz Kanan, es Eretz Megureyem Asher Goru Bo. Eretz Yisrael, which the Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov lived in it. What do we need to know? I want to take them now to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already mentioned before Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of Parshas Shmos. So that we have to understand. Another question, which if you look at the Psukim at the end of Parsha Shmois, one more question I want to ask, and hopefully we're able to answer this, is at the end of Parsha Shmois, when Moshe came to Paroi, and he said to Paroi, Shalach Ami Ve'yavduni. So Paroi said, no way. Yeah? Paroi said, Loma Tafriu Esom Mimasov, don't disturb the people. And then he said to his Shetrim, Lo Yisoy Sifun, Lo Yisoy Tevan La'om. Don't give any more straw, don't give Tevan, and they must go themselves and collect the Tevan. Now, it's a very nice idea, it's a very nasty idea of Paroi to do, to say that you're going to have to carry on your usual quota of bricks, which was hard enough, and I'm not going to supply you anymore with Tevan. Yeah, he got them well there. But now the Psukim carry on about this idea of Paroi. It repeated, I think, about 4 or 5 times. And they told them, you go and find Tevan. And then they went out to collect Tevan, like it was when they had the Tevan. And then, why didn't you do your Tevan? And then again, they came and complained to Paroi, Tevan ain't niton la'avodecho. And then again, v'atem lechu yivdu v'tevan lo inosen lochem. Again, it says about 4 or 5 times about this idea of Paroi not to supply Tevan. So it's a very impressive idea, but why does the Torah have to repeat it so many times? It seems there's a limud over here to understand what Paroi was doing. That the fact that he never said Tevan. So, to understand a bit what's going on in these Psukim over here in Parshas Vo'eiro, the Pasuk says, I appeared to Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Bekeil Shakai, in the name Shin, Daled, and Yud. Yeah? Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo inoidati loim. I did not appear, I not reveal myself in the name Yud Kei Vov Kei. Havaya. So what does this mean? What is Shakai? What is Havaya? Without going too much into Kabbalah, but what do these, in a simple level, what do these two names mean? And then maybe we can understand what's the dialogue over here between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a beautiful Beis HaLevi in Parshas Lech Lecho. In Parshas Lech Lecho by Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, when he commands him about the bris. Yeah? So the end of Parshas Lech Lecho, that's the parsha of the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off over there, he appears to Avraham, I think it was still called Avraham. Avraham, yeah. And he told him, Vayero el Avraham, Vayomer Elov, Ani Keil Shakai. I am Keil Shakai. So use the same name. Keil Shakai, Shin, Dalet, and Yud. Yisarach Lefonav, Yotam, Ve'et no Brisi, and then he commands him about the Bris. Yeah, that's a whole parasha of Bris, a long parasha. Shishi and Shvi. A whole perek, nearly, about the Bris. So the Beis HaLevi comes to explain what is the name. Why does the name Shakai appear when Hashem is commanding Avraham about Bris Mila? So he says, Amir de Kazakh, he says, Antoninus, the Roman, asked Rebbe, Rebbe, the famous Rebbe who wrote the Mishnah, he asked Rebbe, why do we do Bris Mila? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, and you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he created a person complete and beautiful, with eyes, with nose, with everything that he needs, and you come along, and you decide to chop him up, to fix him up. Yeah, he's not perfect yet, we're going to give him a bris. What's going on over here? Is it not lack of emunah? So what did the Rebbe answer him? Rebbe brought a mashal from the wheat. He said, from bread. He said, Hashem grew the wheat, and it's all ready in its kernels and that, but it's not ready, we can't eat it yet. We need to go now and grind it, and pick it, and grind it, and bake it, and mix it, and sieve it. Yeah, all the malachas of Shabbos that we do. And then we're ready to eat it for bread. Hashem didn't grow bread. So too, Hashem wanted us, Hashem created Adam, but He wanted us to finish off, to do the gemar, the gemar melacha. Hashem wanted us to finish it off. That's what He answered him. So says the Beis HaLevi, that this limud, this lesson that he was telling him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give us a complete world, he left us things to do. Says this lesson was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying by Kel Shakai. What's Pshat Kel Shakai? Kel Shakai, the Rishonim explains, stands for She'omar lo'ilomo'i dai. He told his world, die.
Die. Stop the world. Says the Beis Halevi, this is mamish what it means. You have the wheat. Yeah? He says when the wheat grows from the earth, you have first of all the, I don't know all the names for each stage, but you got the bottom part, which is too hard even for animal to eat. Then grows up as the softer part, the leaves, the chaff, which animal can eat. Then comes the top part. Then we have the kernel. So it takes a lot of stages till the kernel is even ready to eat. Yeah? So it slowly develops. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told the world, die, stop over there, it would have gone on to develop, and it would have sieved itself, and it would have come a complete bread. Like Itake says, Le'osid Lovoi, that Le'osid Lovoi will have Luskamois. It'll grow Luskamois. We'll be able to go to the trees and pick the ready food, whatever it is, whatever it may be, which anyone's desire is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Omar Le'olamoi, die, stop over here, stop. And I want the rest. I want man to finish off. I want the people to work now and work on themselves and develop it and finish off the product. So I didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared for us a beautiful world, but he didn't finish. He wanted us to finish it off. So that's Pshat. Sha'omar le'olam oydai. He stopped it. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling now Avraham. He said, I'm telling you to do a bris. You might have shver the kasha of Antoninus. Why am I telling you to damage yourself or to finish off yourself? The answer is, Omar lo ilom oidai. I left off and the rest is your avoider. It's your avoider to finish off. We see it in Gashmis and we see it in Ruchnius also. A person has to develop himself, work on his midas and so on and perfect himself. And that's why the Shem Shaka is used over here by the Ovis. That is the reason, says the Beis Halevi. Beautiful idea. So we need to, the Ovis therefore are teaching us that we've got to use our own koichos. That's what Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, and we take a see by Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, that each one used his own koichos to perfect themselves until they became, the Ovis became a merkava for the Shechina. Yeah, they started off as nothing, yeah, and they grew, each one of Avraham in his midah, in his chesed, and Yitzchok in pachad and gvuro, and Yaakov in Torah and emes, till they perfected themselves and they lifted up themselves this man, this lowly man that was created, and they made themselves the Ovis. Yeah, the Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, till they became a Merkava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's appearance in the world. We can see the Ovis, we can learn from them. So, the Ovis are the Raya to a man working on himself. And that's what Keil Shakai means. Their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm stopping, and the rest is your work. Now, comes our parsha now. Now we can understand with this Beis Halevi very beautiful what the pasuk says. Vo'eiro el Avraham, el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov, bekeil Shakai. I appear to them in the name Shakai. She'omar lo ilom oidai. You got to do the work. Ushmi Hashem lo inoidati loim. The Shem Havaya. Now we can hear in the Shem Havaya. What's Havaya? Is Mehave es oilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world. Mehave. He creates. He sustains. He holds up the world. Havaya is totally the opposite. Havaya means that you're doing nothing. Hashem is doing everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. So we have to understand why it's like that. But when it comes to creating a nation of Klal Yisrael, we are now talking about in the Leida of Klal Yisrael, right? This is when Klal Yisrael is born. In the creation of the nation of Klal Yisrael, we need a different mahalach. Here we need a mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to supply you with everything. I'm the one who runs the world, and I'll show it to you with the Esel Makas, with the Kriyas Yamsuf, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who totally runs the world without any effort on your side. Yeah. So it's the opposite to the Ovis. The Ovis was Bekel Shakai. The Ovis was that they have to put in their own effort. But when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it's Fakel. Then it's Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. We are not doing anything on our part. We sit back and we are taken out. Al-Kanfei Neshorim, we're just carried out. That's what we have over here. Now, to understand why, it could be that the Ovis were great people, they did the work, and now we are building on their Schus Ovis, right? That's our, we are building on a previous Schus, but maybe us and a regular people, the whole nation as a whole, they're not on that level to be able to do things themselves. They need the help of the Ovis, the Deish Tel Davek, what Klal Yisrael is. And we connect to that. We carry on with that. But that's how it is. That's how it is. Now in Mitzrayim there's a new stage. A new stage. I mean, we can compare it maybe to think of a moshel. A moshel is you can have a father who tells his, he has two sons, and he tells them that you have a guest coming. You have Zaidi. You have Zaidi coming in to visit. So I want you to prepare for him. So he tells one son, you prepare for him his room. Yeah, you go and you clean and you make the bed and you fix everything up for him in the room. He said, the other son, I want you to sit outside and just wait for him. Yeah, that's your job. He wants to be, to have someone to just accept him and receive him, give him the honor of waiting for him. That's your job. So each one has his job. Yeah, the job of the kiyochol, the tafkid of the ovis was to take a work on themselves, to work and perfect themselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't appear to them so much with such nisim. He might have helped them along the way with a nest here and there, but when it comes to Klal Yisrael, the birth of Klal Yisrael is seen very clearly that we are taken out of Mitzrayim. We're carried out of Mitzrayim without doing too much effort, without doing too much. We might have needed a little schus here and there of the chesed that they did in Mitzrayim, or the bris milah, or the Pesach. From Pesach, we had to shtel tzu to being taken out. But it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out. And that was the stage of going out of Mitzrayim. And so now, there's an interesting now, it doesn't end just over here. There's an interesting crossroads over here. Or, you know, an intersection. A Parshas Drochim over here. That if we might draw a diagram, yeah, we have the Ovois, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then you have Bnei Yisrael, Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we said, is a whole different thing, it's a whole different level. Now, it's against Klal Yisrael now being born, there's another link in a chain over here. Klal Yisrael being born is keneged, they're being taken out of Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? What's the Yitzhar of Mitzrayim? The Yitzhar of Mitzrayim is right? That is the Yitzhar of Mitzrayim. Yeah? The Shibud of Mitzrayim, what they were in, the Pasuk says in Haftorah, by the Haftorah, oh, li ya'oiri v'ani asisini. Mitzrayim ha'tanin ha'godol. Hashem said, Mitzrayim, what are you, Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, you are tanin ha'godol. You are the great crocodile, or whatever it may be. Oimer, li ya'oiri v'ani asisini. The Nile is mine. V'ani asisini. I created myself. I mean, Mitzrayim was a powerful empire, and they were doing everything themselves. There's no Mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Esma B'Koyle. We're doing everything ourselves. That was the koyach of Mitzrayim. They built themselves up. In fact, the Nile, the way it works was they had a big river, the Nile, and they would make little channels and canals to bring to water their fields, and they were fine every year. Yeah, that's how it was. And so they built this whole empire of Mitzrayim with the pyramids and the arts of Mitzrayim, you know, the arts, the creativity of man. It was all about Koichi Voitzim Yodi. That is what Mitzrayim was. And Klal Yisrael were stuck in under the Shibud of Mitzrayim. They were suddenly, like the Rambam explains, they lost all connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one who created the world. It's all Koichi Voitzim Yodi. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koyloi. So when now Bnei Yisrael are being taken out of Mitzrayim, then what's going to be the antidote for that? What's going to be the antibiotic? What's going to be the opposite way when we're taken out of Mitzrayim is what? Is the Shem Havaya. He's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you do nothing. You deserve nothing. It's nothing of your own koiches. I'm the one who runs the world. I'm the one who gives you and sustains you. A person might think it's my own koiches. I built my things up. It's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying now, it's all me. I'm taking you, Bnei Yisrael, and I'm Havas Olam. And that's what he showed us with the Esther Makkos. So we have over here, like I said, a junction. You have Vo'eiro El Avraham and Yitzchak El Yaakov Bekel Shakai, that the Ovos had to do things themselves. And now I want to appear in a Shem Havaya, which means I am the one who creates everything, who upholds everything. And that's being done against Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. Because in order to be taken out of Mitzrayim and create the nation of Klal Yisrael, we are shtelling avek a nation which is in Gansen being created and sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have over here, everything is focused on this Nekuda, that the lesson in coming out of Mitzrayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does everything. We sit back and watch the show. And we're taken out and we're coming out partially with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the war, the milchomo against I once heard a vote, I think it comes from Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, that the Milchoma against Mitzrayim, what does it say? It says, Hashem Yilochem Lochem, Vatem Tacharishum. By Amalek, it says, Tzeh Yilochem Amalek. So the answer is that's Ramesh the Hezbollah. Mitzrayim, the Yitzhar Horror of Mitzrayim, their force, their Koyach, is everything is ourselves, Koyach Yitzim Yodi. So the opposite way that we fight them is by saying, Hashem Yilochem Lochem Vatem Tacharishum. Our fight against Mitzrayim is to sit back and say it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Amalek, without going into Amalek is a whole different Yitzhara. Amalek is you got to sit say Yilochem Amalek. Okay, but that's another topic. So now I think we can understand the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did you send me? Why did you send me to tell Paroi to go out? You only made things worse. You made things much worse. You haven't saved. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Atosire. Now you will see. What was he telling him? And he said also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, I needed you to go to Paroi and to try in diplomatic channels, diplomatic ways, to maybe get Bnei Yisrael al Mitzrayim. Shalach ami ve'yavduni. You're going to try with a shtadlus. And Paro is going to say, no way. And even Bnei Yisrael also couldn't listen. They couldn't listen to him. Like Shomu and Moshe. So the matzav now is, it's a matzav where there's no hope anymore. Right? There's no hope. And everyone agreed there's no hope now. Things only go worse. So it's very clear that there's no hope to come out of Mitzrayim. It's klo. We tried all avenues. All values, atosire. Now you will see. When you're in a matzav now, that you're hopeless, now is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to step in, and he's going to say, now I'm going to save you. Because till then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out, you might say, we did this bit, we caused, it's us, it's our help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we needed to have it very clear over here, that you are hopeless without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other hope. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, atosire, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, that they are doing the zachen, they are putting their koichasim. Ushmi Hashem, lo inedati lohem. Now I need to appear in a shame havaya that I'm the one who is creating everything. That is the symbol of Klal Yisrael. Is that they are the nation who are being cared for and carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer to Hashem. There's a famous story. I think the story. Each one has a different nusach. I think it appeared a few by different rebbes and by different gedolim. I heard it, I think, B'Shem, in the Oiv Yisrael. There was a couple who never had children for many years. So they heard that the Oiv Yisrael, Me'apta, his brachas were always mekubel, his tefillas were always niskabel. So they came to him and they traveled to him and they decided that they're going to go and get a brocha and hopefully have children. So they came to the Oiv Yisrael and they told him they don't have children. And he said to them, you want children? Say that, give me 40 gulden, 40 gold coins, which was an enormous amount in those days. And then I can daven for you. So it was a big amount of money. So the wife turns around to the husband and says, you know what? For 40 gulden, he wants money. If so, we can also daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's this? So the Rebbe said, that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that it's not me. You come into me and you think I'll be Poyel Yeshuas. You're the one who has to daven. I'll help you along with my tefillas. I don't know the end of the story, but I think they talk had children. But that's the lesson over here. There's no. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives everything and sustains us, and we don't do things ourselves. We don't deserve it. We don't have any other ways. This I heard. I heard from people who were this year in Hadassah in Yerushalayim, the hospital Hadassah. They were there on Chanukah. And on Monday, there's a lot of people who come with their trolleys, Yad Eliezer, like they have over here, Ezra Umarpe, they come with their food, Yad Eliezer, wherever they are, Satmer, they do a lot of chesed over there in the hospitals.
So they were sitting there Monday, and then a lady comes along pushing a trolley. A lady very happily pushing a trolley, giving out treats, chocolate and sweets and some toys. And she comes in. And so they were talking to her, and she says, they asked her, why are you doing this? What pushed you to do it? And she was doing it very happily. Even the doctors wouldn't take from her, they didn't feel comfortable taking, but from this lady, she was so happy, happily giving it, they took from her thing. So she said, my story is like this. She said, many years ago, we never had children. They never had children for many years. They went around to different rabbonim, and they came along to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to ask for a bracha. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman, they told him, Auerbach, they were complaining a little bit that they never had children. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said to them, you're complaining, you don't have children and all that. You deserve children, because Baruch Hu needs to give you. Why does Hashem have to give you children? Well, he has to give you. He has to give you children. He owes you something. Sikum teichnish. Why are you coming with tainas? Sikum teichnish. Yeah, you're coming to someone, I deserve a favor from him. Why? So they were very upset. They got up, they understood that all hope is lost. So on the way out already, Rav Shlomo says, Kuzma, he says, but you know what? He says, if you do HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor, if you help his children, you help a fellow Yid, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, then maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also do you a favor. You want him to do a favor? You don't deserve it. You want to do him a favor? So the lady was mekabel on herself that three times she would go to do chesed. She goes to Hadassah, I think, on Monday, and then she goes to Shari Tzedek on a different day, and another hospital. Three times, three chasodim, three extra chasodim that she wouldn't have done otherwise. And she said, I'll Taka do that, I'll give them, I'll go around, making people happy. And then Taka, they had a boy, and then they had twin girls. And she came around with the twin girls. It was holiday, she came around with twin girls, with a trolley. She was giving out the zachen. And the boy's already married, and Baruch Hashem. So she said that really I could stop. Yeah, because Baruch Hu gave me the children, I could stop now. But she said the word is a word. I made an agreement. So she still carries on and she does it happily, and she understands that she's thankful. Maybe it's even a reminder for her that the blessings that she got was undeserving. Yeah, it didn't. It's a kum teichnisht. That's what we have to appreciate. Because Baruch Hu does was chasodim. A, we are powerless. It's not from our own koichus. And second of all, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. That's the lesson of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Baruch Hu is telling us, I'm giving you now for free. With Poshet HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps let's go now to the we asked before about the Tevin. The Tevin of Paroi. Yeah? Paroi was very big into this Eitzof, into the nasty idea that he had to not to supply them anymore with Tevin. So Pshat is the same thing. We said the Yetzirah of Mitzrayim, the Shibud of Mitzrayim was that Paroi was meshabed them under the ideology of Mitzrayim. The ideology of Mitzrayim is what? Koichi v'yitzim yodi. We are a powerful nation and we do everything ourselves. We build our own empire. Koichi v'yitzim yodi. Mi Hashem asher yashma b'koilad. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all ourselves. It's all your own koichi. So Paroi was teaching Bnei Yisrael now the same ideology. He was saying, you work, and if you work, then you matzliach. You work and you're going to work hard. Everything is work. It reminds us a bit of Germany, yeah? Everything is work. Arbeit macht frei. It's all about work. Your own work. Your own avoida. The avoida was that it's all your own avoida. That's what Paroi was coming to indoctrinate them with the ideology of Mitzrayim. So now, the Moshe came along and he told him, Shalachami, go out. So Paroi said, Vaisis, you have free time to think. He said, Paroi was saying, Vaisis, I haven't yet been mashpia on you properly all the way to the end. Yeah, I haven't been matzliach yet. So Paroi said, you know what you're going to do now? Till now, you did work, you did the bricks yourself, but I supplied you with tevin. Yeah, you got something free. From now on, you're getting nothing for free. From now on, you're going to understand that you do everything yourself. You're not going to be given tevin. Because I'm going to put you in Gantin into the shibud, the avoid of Mitzrayim, which the avoid of Mitzrayim is
to instill in them this thought, this ideology that everything is yourself. Fine, I won't give you Tevin either. From now on, and this was already the last straw. Excuse the pun. This is it. Now they said, we are now totally under the shibud of Mitzrayim. They were kimat in memtes sha'arei tumah, kimat in nun sha'arei tumah. Pshat is they were totally under the shibud of koichi v'yitzim yodi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's why the pasuk repeated, the psukim repeated again and again and again, this idea of tevin einitan, there's no tevin anymore. Because the tevin is something that you're getting. You're saying you're working, but you're getting something still. Yeah, we're helping you along. Now you're not going to be helped at all. Now you're going to learn the lesson the whole way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if it comes to that, atosir. Now we're going to turn the tables around, and we're going to do havaya. We're going to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehava the world. So we can understand now why Eretz Yisrael comes in. Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to take you out. What's Eretz Yisrael? What's unique about Eretz Yisrael? So what do we know about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz asher einei Hashem Elokecha bo. Eretz Yisrael is like the Pesukim say, I can't remember somewhere in Dvorim, that Eretz Yisrael is the opposite of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives rain. And when there is no rain, they got a daven that there should be rain. Eretz Yisrael is somewhere where you give trumas to maisles. What's trumas to maisles? You're showing that my whole wheat, my whole tvua, my whole produce is not really mine. First I have to give a tenth to Hashem, to the Kohen, to the Levi, and then I can have my own thing. So Eretz Yisrael is a place, you see it nowadays even, when I call my siblings up, sometimes here they're living with emunah. Eretz Yisrael is a place where you feel the emunah much more. Yeah, we were discussing some problem and they were telling me, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after us. I remember when I lived there also, you used to live with such an idea. Eretz Yisrael is a clear place where it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mamish see it every second. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him now, this is the Vagam. Vagam, now, when I want to take Klal Yisrael and create the nation which stands for and shows the whole world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who upholds the world, I want to take them to Eretz Yisrael. I want to take Klal Yisrael to the place where they will see, which is the total opposite of Mitzrayim, of the Koichi V'Yitzim Yodi, where it's a place where you see that else is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to bring out that this is Negel and Meisim. Many times also we daven. We daven sometimes by Yochid, and we try our best to daven by Tzibu. Yeah, if we wake up late, we'll daven by Yochid amol. But we'll try always to daven by Tzibu. What's the schus of a Tzibu? What's the difference between a yochid and a tzibur? What's the big schus? The answer is the same chiluk, that a yochid, if a person stands himself, then a yochid is a bit like the mahalach of the ovois. A yochid, pshat is you're asking Hashem for a toivah, you're standing on your own, you're asking for your own schusim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, do you deserve it? Do you do mitzvahs? Are you a good man? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you maybe what you need. When it comes to a tzibur is pshat is then we are mishtayach to the klal, to klal Yisrael, to bnei Yisrael. And a tzibur means that when we are davening, the tzibur, we are saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are your nation. And your nation is what? Your nation, you lead your nation like you did when you took us out of Mitzrayim. You lead us undeservingly. And that's the schus of a tzibur. When you daven with tzibur and a tzibur asks for something, we are not deserving. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look after us. We are your nation. Look after us. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look, do you deserve, do you not? The tzibur needs something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it. So there's a famous Arizal. The Arizal says, I'm sure you heard of the Arizal, it's put in all the Hasidic forum, that Leila Seder is a time when there's a Sarusa de Leila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia, the Gilui, the feeling. We don't need to work on it so much. We have to obviously prepare for the Seder beforehand, but we just sit there and we get all the Ashpos, that the Giluim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the Boire and the Manig, and he took us out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then the Arizal says, he carries on, he says that the next 49 days are now 49 days to try and get back to that Leila Seder that we received everything for free. We got it all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for free, and we have to try and work on it back. But Leila Seder, what's Nogea to us, is a time when these are sports. We've just got to shtel tzu. We've got to be there and try not to be busy with other things and take in this whole HaShpot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. the Alter of Kelm and Rabbi Dessler, Rabbi Dessler used to say a lot that the Iker davening of Tefillah, yeah, the Iker Inyan of Tefillah is to come and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's if you open up the Siddur, the first bracha, which is the bracha of Ovos, which is Me'akev, is very busy with the Schus Ovos, and that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koinei HaKoil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koinei HaKoil. Koinei HaKoil doesn't mean just that he owns Yenem's mansion. He owns my house. He owns my business, my car. Koinei HaKoil, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goyim El Chasadim Toivim. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we realize that, then we can go into davening and ask for what we need. But the first thing is we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we've got to try as much as possible to shtel tzu to that feeling that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deserving. So let's finish off with what we say in davening. We say twice in davening. We say, Onoichi Hashem Elokecho, Hamalcho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took you out of Mitzrayim. And what's the lesson from that? How's the pasuk finish? Harchev Picho V'am Aleihu. Open up your mouth and I'll fill it. That's the limud of Mitzrayim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia on us. And it takes a bit of work. Yeah, you got to, but that's the limud. The limud is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to end off with a funny story that I heard. That, you know, we sometimes try and do things, we think we're doing things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end we realize it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who does it. There was once a person who was looking for a shidduch. Yeah, he was looking, went to Shadchonim, and it wasn't going. He was struggling very hard to find a shidduch. One day, it was the Erev Shabbos, and he went away for Shabbos to Bnei Brak. And as usual, as Bochim come, they arrive about 20 minutes just before Shabbos, he quickly gets his things ready and so on, and he puts his clothes on and that. And now it's just the Shabbos comes in, he puts on his Bekisha. And he looks over there, it's full of toothpaste. He had in his case toothpaste, and it's got full of mamash, full. The whole front is full of toothpaste. The back was fine, but the front is full of toothpaste. So what can you do? It was already Shabbos, there was nothing to be done. Oh, he's going to go. So he came, so he quickly, there was a shtibel nearby. He quickly went, when it was quiet, everyone was already in shul, he sneaked in to the shtibel, and he had a good idea. He said he'll go all the way to the front, and he davened in the front of the shtibel, and nobody saw. He shackled the whole davening. It's very good. Nobody saw. I don't know how he did boy v'sholim, maybe like that, whatever, but he was at the front. So anyway, comes the end of davening, and he's waiting for everyone to go out so that he can also go out. So making sure that everyone is gone, and he's shockling Shmon Esrei, you know. But then he hears this one person there, he listens. They sound over there learning the Daf HaYomi after the davening. Daf HaYomi. So he has to carry on shockling davening, and he waits for that person to finish. He has a long, long Shmon Esrei. Till finally he hears that the person is leaving, he waited an extra minute to make sure he's gone, and he goes out. Then, shortly afterwards, he gets a call, he gets an idea for a shidduch. He gets a call. What was a shidduch? A shidduch was that person who was learning Daf HaYomi, he saw someone at the front, Mom is shuckling a long Shmon Esrei, he's very impressed. And he wanted that person for his son-in-law. And they met, and they got married, and they live happily together. So we see, we try all our ways and means, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. So maybe b'zeichet taka to come to this realization that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is our doing. And b'zchus them, when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you rely on me, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you rely on me, I'll look after you. B'zchus them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should taka carry on looking after us. Should b'zeichet to the Geulah Shleima. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to tell a story.